Good morning. Today we are going to add on to what we saw yesterday. So we'll give a quick summary of what we saw, and then based on that, we will ask three quick shailas. So yesterday we saw the opinion of the Radvaz that if somebody is stuck in the situation that he is in back of a woman walking along the street, the solutions are as follows. Number one is move quickly, walk quickly, get in front of her, and then you are taking care of the problem. So number one, get in front of her quickly, take a jog, and we have a solution. Number two is if you can't, for whatever reason, get in front of her, but you can get on the side of her in a way that you cannot see her bodily movements, that would be solution number two. Move quickly, get on her side, and if you can't see her movements, then you've taken care of the problem as well. Number one is preferable, being in front of her. Number two is also a solution. Number three, if you can't do solutions one or two, what you should do is just wait, look down, wait there until she passes, and then you keep on going. So that is solution number three. Number four is take another route. If you can't get quickly in front of her, on the side of her, and you're not going to wait around until she passes, find another way, find another street that you can get to your destination. And number five, said the Radvaz, is only in a situation that you have to get to a mitzvah and you're going to get there late or you're going to miss the mitzvah that you have to do. In that situation, said the Radvaz, you can simply look down, keep your eyes at the ground, and follow her. So that is not an ideal solution, and that's why the Radvaz only permitted it if you're going to miss doing a mitzvah. So the Orach HaShulchan disagreed on that last point. He said, also in other situations of shasat chak, exigent circumstances, even if you're not going to be missing a mitzvah, trying to make a mitzvah that you're going to miss, that is also a solution. Number five is to look down, be careful about not raising your eyes, and move forward. And only, even according to the Orach HaShulchan, is that in a time of need, shasat chak. The example that he brings is if you have a really narrow street and you're not able to pass her by and you can't find another way to go that is fairly suitable, then follow along, but keep your eyes down as much as possible. So based on that, question number one is, what if you have to go to a place that there are a lot of people there, a lot of men, a lot of women, and walking there also is going to have you pass by, walking back of, walk on the side of a lot of people, especially in the summer when people, women especially, are scantily clad, and that is causing a problem. What do you do? An example would be, you want to go to the Kotel. You want to daven at the Kotel, and the problem is the quickest way to get there is through the Memila Mall in the summer. It is packed, and it's packed with people who are not wearing very much clothing. So the solution to that is we would go with the Radvaz in number four, find another route to get there. There is another route. Take the streets. Don't go into the Memila Mall, but go on the side of the mall. There's a street that will take you right to the old city. So that is going to be the best of the solutions that we have, is avoid the problem totally. Don't go there. Find another route. Next question is, how about taking one's glasses off? If somebody has bad eyes, take your glasses off. Is that going to be a solution? And then follow along. So we saw the Radvaz, he brought his fifth solution, which was keep your eyes looking down to the ground and follow, but that was only if you couldn't have solutions one through four. But how about if you also take your glasses off? So on the one hand, maybe the Radvaz would say it's still not a good idea to be following along in back of a woman, even if you take the glasses off and you're not looking. On the other hand, it could be that the concern of the Radvaz with option number five is that in human nature, is even when you're trying to look down, but you want to look up and see where you're going. So it's not a great solution. That's why he only permitted it for a dvar mitzvah, doing a mitzvah that you're going to miss the opportunity to do. That's when he said you can rely on number five, because you may be peeking. That's your human nature, even if it's not to look at her, but simply to see where you're going. So it could be that the Radvaz would say you can be lenient if we have the combination of those two issues. Number one is you're looking down, and number two, your glasses are off and you have bad eyes, so you really can't see her motion. She has to be somewhat of a distance in front of you. It can't be that she's right in front of you. But maybe that's a solution, maybe not in the Radvaz. But in the Orach HaShulchan, he in any case said this is shasat chak. If you have a real need, you can just keep your eyes down. Certainly, he would say that if there are exigent circumstances, you really need to get somewhere. Even if it's not for a dvar mitzvah, taking your glasses off is a very wise thing to do in addition to looking down. Question number three is, do these halachas, we've been talking about walking in back of a woman, how about sitting next to, sitting in back of a woman? Is that also a problem? If you're sitting in back, you're there looking at her right in front of you. So the Sefer Chut Shani by Rav Nissim Karelitz brings the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who said as follows, Asur gam lasheves ma'achorei isha, it's also a problem, it's prohibited to sit also in back of a woman, not only walk in back, but to sit in back of a woman, for example, on a bus, on a subway, and similar areas like that. And the Chazon Ish was of the view that it's even worse to sit in back of her than to sit next to her. At least if you're sitting next to her, you're looking forward, not right at her, but if you're sitting in back of her, you are stationed in a way to just be staring at her from the back. So there we have it. In a nutshell, have a wonderful day.